And right away we'll actually bring in your right fielder, and I think your leadoff hitter, Dan. We'll see, but here's Nick Markakis. Yeah, it's radio, Nick. You don't have to dress nicely here. How are you? First of all, how's the thumb?
Good. Feel great.
Ready to go?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what's it been like? You guys are having a mini camp downstairs. Before we get to Buck and Danny, what's it been like to see all the guys again and kind of catch up on what you had? What was a tremendous season for you guys?
Oh, it's good. It's always good to see the guys. Get you a little head start on spring training, learning some of the guys that are down here and meeting them. But we got a great turnout, a lot of guys here, and it's good to see.
As far as Buck, I know you're a big fan. You've had how many managers in your big league career here in Baltimore?
A couple.
What's it like just to know who that guy's going to be when you leave it here in October, or whenever that last day is, knowing who will be there when you arrive in February?
It's good. It gives the team and the organization stability. You know who's going to be there. You know what you expect from him. He knows what he expects from us. It's good as players because you're on the same page, and it's exciting, and I'm happy that this turned out the way it did.
Hey, what's it meant confidence-wise from a unit, from a core group of guys like yourself, Adam, Matt, JJ, guys been around here now for a couple of years, knowing that you can go to Buck and you can say, hey, Buck, this or that, maybe look at it this way, I might need a day or I might not, whatever. How comfortable does that make you feel as a player, knowing that the guy that's calling the shots in the dugout gets it?
I think that's the biggest thing that Buck has going for him. He understands the game. He understands what we go through as players, and we can talk to him about that. He's just like one of us, man. He's awesome to have around. He's awesome to be around, and he's constantly communicating with us, and to have a good manager, you gotta be liked by your players, and I think everybody love what Buck brings, and it's exciting, and it's gonna be fun to look forward to these next couple of years.
There's strategy, and then there's just baseball instincts. And Buck Showalter, right after the All-Star break, saying, "Hey Nick, how about being the leadoff hitter?" And then not only did you lead off and you were your usual productive self, but you became maybe the best leadoff hitter in the game until you got hurt again. Was there something to that? Was there something he told you? How you just took to that position in the batting order?
No, I think. We were standing around the cage after the All-Star break right before. It might have been, I don't know if it was the workout day or the, I think it was a workout day. And he pulled me aside and said, "Hey, what do you think?" I said, you ain't got to tell me twice. I'll do whatever. I'll hit ninth if you want. But I just want to be out there playing and having fun.
You've made Baltimore your home. Adam has spent a lot of time here now. I know there's been a lot of guys that come in, a lot of guys gotten involved with the Ravens, a lot of guys. You do a lot in the community. How satisfying has it been, Nick, for you and your wife to call Baltimore home and see what your team, what the Orioles did in rekindling the love affair last year with the fans and seeing that explosion of affection between you guys and them?
That's the thing. When I first signed here, I knew I wanted to be here just from, the day one that I took my visit to the city and what it brings. I knew what this place could be at one point in time, when things are going really, really good. And I saw it, I didn't see it personally, but I knew what it was going to be like, and I wanted to be a part of that. Here I am now. I'm
grizzled veteran.
Hopefully I can be a part of what they did last year. We love it here. It's an awesome place.
Final question, Nick. Last question. And to that end, the Ravens on Sunday in Foxborough. I know you're a fan. Do you have a score prediction for the game?
I don't have a score prediction. It's going to be a good game no matter what. But I got to say, the Ravens, man, I think they're going to come out on top. They got... they're on a little roll right now, and hopefully they can continue that for this game.
They're like you guys, very resilient, mentally tough, whatever it takes, got to do it.
They don't give up, man. They got a great group of veterans on that team, with good young guys, they got things going for them right now, so it's going to be fun.
All right, brother.
Nick, we'll see you at FanFest. Appreciate it. C4 Orioles right fielder Nick Markakis in the house here.
What a time to be a Baltimore sports fan.
He really is a special time, C4.
With Brett Hollander and Keith Mills out at the warehouse.
Oh!
I'm excited. I can't wait for spring training now.